You're listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound, and joining me in the studio for a rather synth-tastic music review is Laura Snapes, contributing editor at Pitchfork. On the show today, we have new music from the Kings of Electro, the Pet Shop Boys, Swedish pop duo Nikki and the Dove, and we'll explore the more experimental end of the synth spectrum with Caitlin Aurelia Smith. That's all to come on the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Do stay tuned. Laura Snapes, welcome to the programme. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
Nice to have you back in the confines of Studio 2. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small. Today we've gone small. But it's not going to affect the quality of our chat.
No.
We're starting with the Pet Shop Boys,
exactly.
which has been lauded to the rafters, not least by you, it sounds like, right? It's their 13th album and presumably quality control is still as strict as ever it was.
Yeah, so this is the second album that they have made with the producer Stuart Price, and I believe it's the second one that they've released on their own label as well. The third one before this, Elysium, I think people interpreted as a bit of a goodbye thing, like it was quite downbeat, kind of harking back to the Being Boring kind of era of their career, and I don't mean that in a bad way, just as a song title. The last album was really, really upbeat, and this new one is just like, it's bangers, it's wall-to-wall bangers, but some of them are still surprisingly affecting.
And the single's been played, I think it's been played on Monocle 24. Why don't we have a slice of it, see if our listeners are familiar with it. This is the Pop Kids.
They called us the Pop Kids.
Okay, that's a slice of the Pop Kids. It's the new single from the new album called Super. It's the 13th from the Pet Shop Boys. Laura Snapes is talking us through her musical choices on today's Arts Review. Yeah, I mean, that sounds kind of like, it sounds like classic Pet Shop Boys and upbeat Pet Shop Boys. Right?
Totally. And I think the really interesting thing about it, like, that's the song that I find really affecting. I mean, they're singing about they called us the Pop Kids at whatever era that was, like the turn of the 90s. And then I think it would have been used in a slightly derogatory way, but them singing that now in a nostalgic way and the fact that the Pet Shop Boys are in their prime and that synth pop is taken very seriously as like a critical thing, it's almost like them being vindicated in this very subtle way. But then there's this really lovely personal bit in it where it's like, yeah, he's remembering those days, and then he just slipped in like, I love you, like it was something he wasn't allowed to say at the time.
Yeah,
and I just think it's wonderful.
It is, and it does have, you're right, it does have, I guess because the band have been so omnipresent and so critically lauded and have been sort of national treasures while still being cool, if that's if at all possible. His voice has sort of evoked nostalgia ever since, you know, West End Girls, it seems to me. It's got that quality to it. It's got a yearning quality to it, which makes him such a phenomenal pop star, I think, you know.
Yeah, and it's interesting, on the album there's a song which I don't know if it was written this way, but I kind of heard it as a partner to West End Girls. It's called 20-something, and it's about young people in London, but it's about how they're kind of trapped in startup culture and like searching for venture capital, and that your lifestyle is really precarious. And it's really interesting to contrast with kind of vapid moneyed kids of like West End Girls. It's interesting what you're saying about them being cool. I think they had a pop-up shop in Shoreditch at the weekend.
Yeah, right.
Which was like queues all down the street. I think it was in Box Park in Shoreditch, obviously.
Yeah.
But then also they've got coming up some shows at the Royal Opera House, which I think that, you know, that really gives you the breadth, the measure of the Pet Shop Boys' influence.
And their live shows are phenomenal as well, kind of son et lumière, kind of spectacular. So that's going to be something amazing at the Royal Opera House, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've never seen them, so I'd really like to see that.
Yeah, it's proper, I mean, you know, It's not just hats. What about poor Chris Lowe? I always feel like he gets the kind of raw end of the deal on the hat front whenever they're doing their kind of promo and PR. He's always the one with the worst hat. I think Neil Tennant must buy the millinery in that musical relationship.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, Chris Lowe, I think, has always been the silent partner. I haven't actually read this yet, so I probably shouldn't even mention it. But I know The Quietest has an interview with Chris Lowe, which is meant to be very interesting. But it's in my reading queue.
Okay, nice. Well, people can maybe whiz to that as well. Nice to see sharing a bit of love with other online music magazines are available, obviously. Next, we're going to go to Sweden and Nikki and the Dove. Their second LP is called Everybody's Heart is Broken Now. Should we have a little bit of clip from this first, and then we'll talk off the back of this. This is the new single called So Much It Hurts.
Bring it back. Ooh. I need your love so much it hurts. Oh, won't you bring it back? Ooh.
So Much It Hurts. It's from the new album by Nikki and the Dove, which is called Everybody's Heart Is Broken Now. Laura, talk us through this one.
I just think that song is so amazing. I think it's all of their strengths together. Like, the chorus is incredible. She's called Marlon Dahlstrom, and she just sings like Prince, I think, in that chorus. And then it goes into this, we didn't really hear the rest of the song, but like this incredibly kind of melancholy thing. And I think there's a Prince reference in there. I think that's the song where she talks about thieves in the temple. Their first album came out a few years ago, and it was released on Sub Pop, I think. They're on a Swedish label called Ten. When they first came out, they sounded a bit like the Knife entering the Eurovision Song Contest, like very sharp edges.
Yeah.
Quite like, I really love that style of trebly Swedish like synth pop. I know it can be divisive, but like, yeah, very, very, very hard edges, real bangers, like very kind of European sounding. But then for this new album, which is only out in Sweden on Friday, I found out they're postponing the worldwide release.
Okay.
It's like beautiful kind of synthy slow jams. It's a bit more inspired by Fleetwood Mac. I often think she sounds a bit like a combination of Stevie Nicks and Prince.
She's got a bit of Cyndi Lauper in there, hasn't she?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. It is a duo as well, actually. She makes music with her partner, who is called Gustav Karloff. They're both very much involved. It's not just like she's the singer and he's in the back.
I listened to that first album, which I've just found it out. It's called Instinct. We were wondering, yeah. We were wondering what boring title it was, but we were both sure it was a boring
team name.
Exactly, Summit. And there is something kind of unashamedly poppy. That it's that kind of Scandinavian knack for just a great melody, but also she's a phenomenal singer.
She's just amazing.
And it's nice to hear it on this new incarnation, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen them live so many times, and I hope they'll come back and tour over here, because they're one of those. It always happens to really good Swedish pop artists, is that they'll suffer, as exactly this is happening to this album. They suffer from the staggered release, so it will come out in Sweden, but all of the pop fans in like the UK and in America will download it, and then when it eventually like limps out in the UK, everybody's kind of been like, well, we were on that 6 months ago, so we're not going to write about it now.
That's a great shame. What sort of commercial interest is there in doing that thing? It seems so dated.
I have no idea. Especially now there's like global release day and stuff. I just don't know. My suspicion with these guys is that they did not anticipate that there would be demand for it in the UK. It is going to come out here.
And what are they like, just quickly, you said you've seen them loads of times. What are they like as a live proposition? Because with such a good voice as that, you kind of want to see it up close and personal, don't you?
Oh, yeah, totally. When they first played the UK, it was the Lexington, so it was like 120 people.
Yeah.
So they have other band members when they play live, and it's a lot of guys on synths. And I think I've seen them with like a real drummer. But she's always out in the front, and she's always like very glittered up with like tassels coming off her sleeves and covered in beads and glitter and stuff. The first time I went to see them, when I went to work the next day, I covered my whole face in glitter. I worked somewhere where that was okay. but I was very inspired and took it too far.
I like it. I like a bit of Nikki and the Dove homage. We were talking there about Nikki and the Dove. Everybody's Heart Is Broken Now is the new LP. Lucky if you're Swedish, but not if you're British or American or from anywhere else. So hold your breath and wait for it to come out. Don't download it illegally. What we're going to do next, we're going to talk about Catlin Aurelia Smith. The album is called Ears. Great name for an album. Better than Instinct.
Yeah, a bit better.
Talk us through this one, Laura.
Well, I interviewed her recently and I was like, that's a very like impressive direct name for an album. She was like, I know, it was just a placeholder. It didn't mean for it to stick, and then it did. Catlin Aurelia Smith, she makes music using this amazing old synthesizer called the Buchler, which I think was invented in like 1976 by a guy called Don Buchler. And he made it for a commission from this synth pioneer called Morton Subotnick. And unlike most synths, which are kind of keyboard oriented, and so you don't, you know, you can play them very straightforwardly if you could play a piano anyway, the Buchler is like, it looks like when you watch a film from the 50s or something, and there's a telephone switchboard, and it's all about like pulling wires out, plugging them in and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's got this like massive interface with loads of really brightly coloured chords. It looks like it'd be great fun to play around with. And so she makes music on this thing called the Buchler. She's released quite a few albums, kind of stuff through Bandcamp, like self-release, but I think this is her first one that's getting like a proper release. And this one also has woodwind on it as well. And it's amazing sounding. Like, it sounds very organic and very luscious. And you can almost imagine like creepy crawlies kind of going through like really boggy kind of plant life. It's really, it's colourful and it's amazing. And I think that's probably partly because of, she grew up on an island off Washington State called Orcas Island, which is like very natural and beautiful and green. And so when I spoke to her, she said that had come into it a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like it has. Well, let's hear a little cut from it. This from Catlin Aurelia Smith is Arthropoda. Beautiful. beautiful stuff. That's Arthropoda from the new album called Ears. Good for her, by Caitlin Aurelia Smith. And yeah, that's kind of, you know what I'm going to say, it sounds a little bit like Enya, but it does have that kind of almost one-woman band thing where you can tell that she's kind of layering those vocals herself. It's quite kind of solipsistic sounding stuff, isn't it? But very beautiful.
Yeah, and the whole album is really absorbing. It reminds me, somebody else who I think is a bit like Enya sometimes, of Julia Holter as well. I think it has that like very, you can tell that she's got a massive amount of kind of musical schooling and like theory within her, but it's deployed in this very kind of subtle way.
Yeah, it's ethereal stuff. It's beautiful. I loved all three of your choices as ever, Laura. We ended up there with Caitlin Aurelia Smith. The album is called Ears. Nikki and the Doves, Everybody's Heart is Broken Now, is out now in Sweden. Hold your breath, everybody else. And the Pet Shop Boys Super is out now. Laura Snapes, thank you very much as ever for your time here on the Monocle Arts Review. That brings us to the end of it. If you're still in the mood for more music, then why not tune into our weekly live music show, The Sessions at Midori House. This week's episode is with the always brilliant Basha Bulat, who plays from her latest LP, Good Advice. Head to monocle.com/radio or iTunes or SoundCloud to listen to that one. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bounds. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow for a New York Theatre Review with Matt Wolfe. But for the time being, from me, Robert Bounds, thanks for tuning in.